It's a beautiful sunrise this morning. I'm sure you were all there watching me. I looked out my window. I thought that was a sunset. Today we got a bit action-packed day in plan for you. And everybody who got enough inspiration yesterday will get your information today to keep the balances. Part of the promise we made to you when you came here was you'd get a free program called Deceleration PARS. Since nobody knows what Deceleration PARS are, we gave them away free. One of these days, I predict that the concept behind Deceleration PARS will be universal in the industry after we're gone. In the 21st century, that everybody will be using this concept. We did not make a big thing of it since we were giving it away. Why hype it? Those programs, everyone who sent in their reservation, a program was made for the computer you sent in. We have amazingly, most people are using IBM compatibles now, which is marvelous news. Well, we have them for the IBM compatibles and for the Sharp handhelds. I'm not going to display Deceleration PARS on the rear screen projector this morning. We're going to just get them out of the book because I want you, when Bruce Jorgensen shows up, have him come up here. Well, don't have him come up that soon. But stand by, will you, Bruce, with your little report? Let's just give you a very brief background here. There's no sense taking a lot of time on it, but you'll all have a chance to use the program on your own and experiment with it, and then we can answer questions later on in the year or next year or whenever they come up. But for a long time, we have all heard about PAR times. PAR times. Averaging the times run by horses at different distances, at different class levels. There are all sorts of ways of making PAR times. And to most of you, and certainly to Jim Bradshaw and myself, PARs have been highly insignificant in our testing. Those who believe in PAR times, which most of the mainstream do, seem to get some effective value out of them. But what are true PARs? What are PARs that you can really use to get the race down to 2, 3, at the most 4 horses? They are a combination of velocity parameters, how fast the horse has to run or how much energy it has to exert, relative to its ratio of deceleration. If you knew, for instance, that at Rockingham, at 6.5 furlongs, a horse's total deceleration from first to third fraction, if it was under 91, they never won, you would have a specific factor that the public wouldn't know anything about, which would help you win the races at that distance at Rockingham or Santa Anita or Longacres or wherever. There are certain parameters which winners conform to for median energy deceleration, for total energy deceleration, for hidden energy deceleration. And we have put those into these deceleration PARs and they produce some fascinating results. Look on page, we'll just do it briefly, take a brief look at it. We've done one race starting on page 23. Now, we have used in this manual not PARs derived from the PAR maker, not those times, or PARs derived from winning races. We have used PARs derived from the dream race. Many of you will prefer to enter PAR times from your PAR maker, and many will allow it to become from the dream race. It doesn't matter. Try it both ways. But in taking this race, which is a race where the winner paid $100 and some odd dollars at Remington Park at 5.5 furlongs. The contenders in this race were Grain, Quack, Smoking, Norm, and Yard. At the bottom of the page, you will see the first velocity aspect of the cars, which is par median. The horse that exceeds the par median the most is Quack, who has the least deceleration. He also is the slowest. I'm just giving you the nomenclature now. The rest of it is self-explanatory, or at least it's explained by the text. The DTE, which you see over to the right, is Dream Race Total Energy. Nobody has 100 because the program has a tendency to round off below 100. 99.2 is the Dream Race Total Energy, as run by Smokey, who's the early horse. Now let us establish in our minds that something that you will establish as you are using this program. What the TDP is, the total deceleration par. This represents the total deceleration from first to third fraction. If you have established that at this distance, at this track, it is somewhere in between 87 and 88, you will see that Quack is the only horse, we're on the next page now, 24, the only horse that qualifies. If you've established that the hidden energy par is somewhere between 90 and 91 or 2, Quack is the only one who qualifies. What you're doing is establishing specific parameters for all these categories based on what is winning by distance at that track. Don't fight it. Don't try to comprehend it all at once, because you are going to get this program free and the opportunity to take it home and see what it will do for you. Someone says, well, is that fair? Just give us a program and let us work with it. I have a doctor named Dr. Alex Milstein, who's a neurologist and psychiatrist, and he wouldn't have it any other way. Spencer Toner knows a man in San Diego County, 84 years old, Harold Bird, who refuses to take documentation or a manual on anything, because it denies him the fun of figuring it out for himself. Right, Spencer? A lot of people are that way. Now, Bruce Jorgensen isn't exactly that way by nature, but we forced it upon him. I sent the deceleration par program, which all of you are getting as your gift for coming, to Bruce. It wasn't very long ago, was it, Bruce? But 3 or 4 weeks ago. And told him little or nothing about it. And he decided that he would see what it did at a specific track. So I'll let Bruce come up and tell you the results of his test of this program.
Mr. Spencer, can you put a thing on that? Can't do that, okay.
No, we have to have
the
theater style.
Oh, okay.
Later on,
all right. Well, Howard said little or no instructions. It was a disc in the mail, that was the instructions. And so put it up on the machine and looked at the DC parts. And I decided, hey, you know, what on this machine, this program, make me get winners? What's the deal on it? And when I was up here yesterday, I think I said that I believed in models. I really modeled, and I know the tracks I'm playing pretty well. Well, the track that's running up there right now, which just finished this last week, is Playfair. Playfair is out of Spokane. It's on our satellite. Playfair, 80% of the races are $2,500 claimers. Playfair at this time of year is an off track, and I don't know the parts of a horse, but the horses are running this deep in the mud with every footprint. I mean, they're not running on top of that surface, they're running in that surface. And Playfair is in its muddy time, and it's muddy every single day. So what I did is I took the program, the DC PARS that Howard sent, and I went to about six races that I had done in energy on this track. And there I have pace lines selected and so on. I don't have to spend any time to work a race. And I ran about six races through this DC PARS, printed them out, and said, okay, now here's, I know this is the winning horse, and which one of these factors is the winning horse coming out of? You know, it doesn't take very much brains to do that, but it's a quick and easy way to get yourself a little model and a working profile. And, you know, different factors on different programs will give you the key of what's the high, a hot spot profile-wise for your track. Aren't I right?
Right.
And so, hey, right away, it shows that this Dream Pace Total Energy is the high numbers there are just flat winning at Playfair on these six races. So I said, well, what the hell? Start playing it. Well, I started playing it, and I didn't really know how good or how well I was doing on playing it. I was making a few bucks, and before coming down here, I put into a little profile the 28 races that I ran on this deceleration PARS. This represents maybe 6 days, maybe 7 days at the track. I only put races in it that I could have usable pace lines. Races that I didn't have pace lines, I did not put into it. And just to give you a little recap on it, 28 races in it. The number one DTE guy won 11 races and placed 7 times. By the way, I left the winner out 1 time, so I got 27 that I had the winner. And so out of the 27 where the winner was in there, the number one place won 11 times and got 7 places. The number two reading won 9 times, got 2 places.
That's 16 out of 27.
Number three got 4 wins, 7 places, and 4, 3 wins, 4 places. I always put 5 horses in. Yeah.
Doing this all wrong, no confirmation in the program.
Oh, hell, there's no adjustment in this program.
No confirmation. No, he's doing it with this program, Bob.
Just this program.
No, didn't confirm.
I just did it and bet the damn thing. Okay?
That's what you're missing?
That's impressive.
Now, yeah, that means I got, let's see, 11 out of the top three places got 24 out of 27. Top two got 21 out of 27. I had all but about 5 of the place horses. And I made a few bucks on betting these horses. Now here's where it really gets impressive. I played 5 triples. 5. The first triple I won for $393.60. Second triple I won for $273.80. The next triple, and this one I cheated on, I only ran 2 of the races through this par thing. The other race had a nice little shipper from Exhibition Park that had about a 300 APV, and I wheeled him to the other two, so I didn't run him in this. I only ran 2 of the races, DC PARS, and that triple paid me $1,150. The next triple paid $318, and the last one only paid $57. I played 5 triples, went 5 for $5. Now, that's not too bad, guys.
Don't forget the ladies, not just guys now.
I'm going to get to you in a moment.
Let's get rid of Sarah Megan. Let's go with this.
No. Now,
this is hidden info.
Yeah. The numbers come up almost the same horses. And here I brought one little example race. And this race, hey, I couldn't get the money in my pockets when I got done with this race. And this came off this thing. I was going to put it on the back screen. My number one horse that came up on this was a little guy called Reflection Point or some damn thing. And he's got a little scrubby running line that's 5-6 lengths back. And he's my number one DTE number. And the horse that I've got listed in here as Proud is my number two DTE number. And then it takes quite a jump down to the third one. And there's a little confirmation I found in this when the horse was in this track my top DTE number, and ended up being one of my best two TD/P number. Then he was really a good bet. Then he was really a one horse bet. And so I one horse bet this horse with $20. I'm not a big bettor. And it paid me $16. And so I put him, I like this Proud. He still got, stood up really well with my second DTE number. So I put him over Proud and bought a $20 exacta one way. We got $2 exactas there, and it paid $97.80 a unit. And so, you know, I took just a little over $1,000 out of this race, and it was one of the key ones in one of these triples, and the triple paid $390-something. Hey, this damn little program's pretty cute.
Great, too.
And the entire thing reads out in one page.
Amen. Think of all the paper you'll save on top of getting the program free.
I'm not saying use this in lieu of the other programs. I have no intention of it. I was playing with the thing. Thank you, Tark.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I had a question back there, and I didn't answer. There was a question back here, and I said I'd get back. Okay.
Right. Thank you, Bruce. Always quit while you're ahead. Yes. What he's saying is something we were discussing last night. If you want to see what a horse's normal deceleration pattern are, that you can run several lines through, and you will sometimes be shocked to find that he has a very consistent total pace deceleration or hidden energy deceleration. Yes, I would. While getting familiar with it, I'd certainly do that.
And profile it by running the winners from the results of it.
Yeah, then you've established what your pars are.
Right. Or do you run from your handicap? Do you run from the results, or do you run from the racing?
Okay, I'll answer that. They want to know whether the best way to do it is running it through the results charts, which in effect would give you pars for the track in the conventional sense of getting pars, or would you run it from your handicapping, where you would be taking pars from the dream race? If you're Jimmy Bradshaw answering the question, he'll say you don't need to do it from external pars, do it from the dream race. If you're Tom Brohammer, you'd say use external pars and go by that. If you're me, you say do whatever works. I personally don't fool around with keeping external pars, because it works so effectively the other way. It doesn't mean that I might not do better if I kept external pars. The thing is that some of you love to keep par records from actual races, and some of you don't. So the ones who don't like to do that, you can still use this program very effectively. The ones who do can still use it very effectively. Yes, sir?
In getting to know the program, can you use your old scores?
Yes. Yes, I would do that. I put any set of numbers through you want. Let me explain before we get off this, because you'll have a lot of fun of discovery with this program. The reason I'm not really touting it and talking about it a lot or bragging on it is that this thing is sensational, what it will do if you want it to do it. You can take races you now get down to 5 horses and get it down to 3. You'll find 2 of those 5 that you now are putting in just can't qualify, and it'll amaze you who they are. Very frequently, they're the favorite. Very frequently, it's the horse who looks like it's going to steal the race but can't go all the way. Very frequently, it's that sustained pace horse that you think is going to come from behind and kill him who doesn't meet the pars. And it will just isolate the 2 or 3 strongest contenders. And then you won't have to say, well, I can get it down to 5, but I always bet the wrong 2. Then you can get it down to 3 and always bet the wrong 2. So, Doug, give you a definition. Dream race total energy par. We're using the word par with our tongue or our teeth. It always amazes me that Jim Bradshaw, I gave him the formulas and he wrote it for me. And when I put the word par in there, it offended him so much. He said it did it 5 times and didn't do the, got the wrong formula.
Yeah, I don't say we nothing got pars in it. You know, I don't know about. I said, well, think of it as something else, Jimmy. And finally, he got the formula exactly right and produced this program.
But Dream Race total energy par is theoretically you should have 100 up there for the Dream Race, but it comes out 99.299 something. Once in a while you get 100. But the highest number is obviously the horse, who in its total fractional times equals or comes closest to the Dream Race. Hidden energy pars is the third fraction energy divided by the second fraction. So that shows you how much a horse declined, how much it decelerated between the second and third fractions. Median energy pars is how much it declined from the second call through the third fraction. Total par, the TP, is the relationship between the third fraction decelerating from the first fraction. That's its total deceleration. This is probably the most important of all of them, especially in a sprint, or especially in the kind of race where you're looking for a horse to take an early lead and go all the way. You will find a very definite par by distance in this category at your track, and if a horse cannot meet it, if he cannot succeed here, he seldom wins the race. This is the one that you can weed out horses, and ironically it'll weed out some tremendous horses that look so great when you put them on paper. Yes, sir.
Median.
Par median.